We're going to continue a little further in the drama of Daniel. What is the message of the book? Do you remember?
我再问一问大家记不记得这本书的中心是什么呢？信息是什么呢？
What was it? Four words.
是四个字,
four letters, rather.
四个字,
four words, that's it.
Heavens do
rule. That's right. In chapter 4 and verse 26, the heavens do rule.
第四章的第26节，是讲到诸天掌权。
The king at the time, Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't thinking about that.
那个时候是那个王尼布甲利撒王，根本就没想到，不能够想象得到这样的事情。
He was so proud of his kingdom.
他是非常骄傲关于他自己的国权。
And so boastful about its majesty and rich wealth.
他是夸耀他自己的王位，他自己的财富。
So he wasn't thinking about God being in the picture at all.
他根本在他的心目中里面是完全没有神的。But
we notice the verse in chapter 4.
我们在第四章，但以理书第四章。
Verse 32. They shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will.
但以理书第四章32节, Daniel chapter 4, verse 32. 你必赶出离开世人，与野地的兽同居，吃草如牛，且要经过七期，等你知道至高者在人的国中掌权。 要将国赐予谁，就赐予谁。
God wants people to know that He's the boss.
神要人知道，神自己先至是，好似话是老板。
And that He can do as He will.
这个我们的神，祂任祂自己喜欢做的，祂都可以做。
A young woman said to my wife one day,
有一个年轻的女子跟我的 妻子有一次这样讲,
My body is mine, I can do what I like with it.
她说这个身体是我的，我可以任由我自己怎样用都可以。
Well, a lot of people think like that.
有很多人都是这样想的。
And of course they act like that too.
而且他们都是好像他们这样想，他们就这样做了。
But we all have to learn for our good to the fact that God rules.
我们一定要学习，是为着我们的益处，认识到神自己是掌管的。
I started to give you an outline of the book of Daniel.
我开始的时候是跟大家讲到这个但以理书的那个一些段落。
But I remember afterwards I didn't quite finish it for some reason.
但我记得，原来你曾将那个中心来讲出来，不知为什么。So
now I'll put on my fingers, and you can put on your fingers if you like.
现在我就手指就要用四只手指了，那你都可以跟着我。
Just four or five headings.
那里有四或者五个题目的中心的题目。
It's important if we have a hook to hang things on.
那里可以给我们好像一个钩，给我们可以挂住，好像这样挂起来。
And so I'll just tell you an outline of the book of Daniel.
现在我将这个大概的轮廓来讲给大家知道。
First,
第一,
the theme,
那个, or
the message.
那个中心或者个信息。
The heavens do rule.
就是诸天掌权。
God is doing that all the time.
神事实上是这样做。
But with something else in view.
但是神是有一些的事，祂自己是要成就的。
What was the second thing?
第二件事情是什么呢?
We read about it in chapter 7.
我们在第七章里面读到的。
Object of God's present government is to install Jesus as universal ruler.
神今天要作的 是为着将来是要将主耶稣基督成为那个宇宙的国度的掌权者。
That's what we saw in chapter 7.
这个就是在第七章里面那里讲到的十四节。
Then the third thing,
第三件就是
that God wants an expression of his rule on earth.
神是将这个他的掌权在地上有一个表达。
It not just be something up there kind of thing.
不是只好像是上面这样的一些的
It be a fact that's demonstrated here.
亦都系事实上系喺呢个地上喺呢度嚟到显出嚟。
And that's where the four teenagers came in.
喺呢度嘅时候就系睇见嗰四个嘅少年人就出现啦。
What were their names?
佢哋嘅名字系乜嘢咧
？Daniel
系但以理。
Hananiah
哈拿尼亚。
Mishael
马塞利。
Azariah。
阿撒利亚。
Now, these hold center stage.
呢四位嘅少年人佢哋喺呢个嘅戏剧嘅中心嘅里面系作主啦主角啦。
We may call them a vessel of testimony.
或者我哋可以咁样讲佢哋就系见证嘅器皿。
Testifying to the fact here on earth by their lives and by their witness.
佢喺地上呢个嚟到见证系透过佢哋嘅生命透过他们的见证。
The Lord is Lord.
是主是他们的主。
Of course, first in their own lives.
就是在他们的生命里面生活的里面。
But then in every circumstance that arises in their time.
也是扩展到在他们发生在他们这个世代的时候每一个的情况的环境的里面。
And as we read through the history part of this book, Chapters 1 to 6.
当你读到呢本但以理书喺历史嗰一边第一章至第六章嘅时候，喺嗰度就读到啦。
We find one thing after another, one circumstance after another, providing opportunity for demonstration.
我哋读到就系一件一个机会，系好多嘅机会咁样接续嘅嚟到，系让嗰度嚟到显出佢哋呢个嘅见证。
For example, when we get to chapter 2.
例如我哋嚟到第二章嘅时候。
What do we read there?
我们在这里读到什么呢?
We read about the king Nebuchadnezzar having a dream.
我们在这里读到就说到尼布甲尼撒王有一个梦。
And it was evidently a very impressive dream.
没错那里好像一个很突出的一个梦。
But somehow he couldn't remember it.
但是不知道为什么他不记得了这个梦是怎样。
You know, God has power to make us forget as well as remember.
你知道神有权能使我们忘记亦都使我们记得。
I think the finger of the Lord was in this.
我相信神的手指是在这些事情上是在那里是动了手指了。
Because the king's forgettery,
因为这个王的忘记性
and anxiety over the thing he couldn't remember,
同埋他因着他忘记了的时候他里面就起了很多的焦虑了。
Gave these four teenagers opportunity.
就俾呢四个嘅年少年人就呢个嘅机会。
To bear witness.
喺嗰度嚟就引证呢个见证出嚟。
To the fact, not you king, it's the Lord above.
系讲到呢个事实就话唔系你王，但系嗰位喺上边嗰位。
What was it that the king dreamed and forgot?
呢个王佢梦咗梦，佢嘅梦系乜嘢？然后佢点样忘记咗咧？
It was the image, a great image as he saw.
他是看到一个像很大的像他见到。
Now I'm not going to read the whole chapter.
我们不会读全一章。
You can read it for yourselves. I suppose most of you would know it already.
或者大家可以读但我相信我们当中很多人已经是熟悉的。
What was it that the king saw?
这个王他看到什么呢
He saw a huge image.
他看到一个很大的一个形象。
It had a head of gold.
个头是金的。
Had shoulders of silver.
他的膊是银的。
Had a body of brass.
他的身是铜的。
Had legs.
他的脚呢?
And feet.
他的腿呢?和脚呢?
Iron and clay.
就是铁和泥了。
But not only that.
不单是这样。
He saw Or, in the dream,
he
saw a stone cut out without human hands.
他更看见在那里一个梦里面他一只手是作出来人手作出来的石头
coming and falling on the feet of that huge image.
是非人手所作出来的石头，系打在呢个像嘅上边。
And what was the result?
究竟咁样打咗之后会点呢？
The whole thing collapsed.
就整个嘅像就粉碎啦，跌下嚟啦。
The stone only fell upon the feet.
呢个嘅石头只系抌咗个脚嗰度。
But it brought the whole thing down.
但系整个嘅像就跌落冚落嚟啦。
Now that was a dream that he forgot.
但呢个梦，佢就忘记咗呢个梦。But
these teenagers,
但呢啲嘅少年人,
who were under the Lord as Lord,
佢哋系以佢哋嘅主为主嘅时候,
were given insight and understanding.
佢就会得着一个嘅知道嘅知识同埋明白啦。
The king was very anxious. He was angry with his own astrologers and magicians and clever people.
啊，呢个王系好嬲。 嬲，亦都好焦虑，好嬲佢自己嗰啲嘅解梦嗰啲人嗰啲嘅术士啊。
Because they couldn't remember the dream that he had forgotten.
因为佢都唔能够讲俾佢听佢忘记咗嘅梦。
And they wouldn't be able to interpret it or either.
亦都所以就唔能够解释呢个梦啦。
And so he threatened to get rid of them.
所以佢就嚟到恐吓就话咧，就要将佢哋除灭啦。
To destroy them all.
啊，嚟到杀灭佢哋。
And without consulting the four teenagers,
他就没去问,就先问问这四个少年人,
they were also to be destroyed.
没错,这四位少年人都一同的,要被来到消灭了。
Well, of course, this put them in danger.
没错,这样的时候,他们就很大的危险了。But
God was over all.
但神在那里来到掌管一切。
Their sovereign Lord was standing by them.
我们的主权拥有主权的主是跟他一起站着。
Although the king sort of didn't consult them,
没错,王母好像要问他们。
They begged permission.
但他们就求王准许。
And asked the king to be patient while they gave the interpretation.
他求王来到忍受,容忍他们,以致他们可以来到将这个梦来到解出来。
But how did they get a knowledge of the dream?
咁佢哋点能够知道发咗梦嗰个梦嘅内容系咩咧？
Through prayer.
佢哋系点样知系透过祷告？
When the other magicians were threatened and their lives were in danger.
当其他嗰啲嘅术士被王嚟到恐吓，话佢哋要除灭佢哋嘅生命嘅时候。
And their lives were in danger too because they were all put together.
他们的一同的生命都是一同的影响，因为他们一起要被灭绝了。
What did Daniel do?
那但以利是怎样做呢?
He told his brethren.
他就讲给他的弟兄们知道。
And they went to prayer about it.
那他们就一同来到祷告。
It's good to have others to pray with.
没错，我们有别人和我们一同的祷告，这个是好的。
Now why?
为什么呢?
Well, this is the third thing. First was the heavens to rule.
这个就是第三件，第一件就是诸天掌权。
And what was the second?
第二件是什么呢?
The kingdoms of the world could become the kingdom of Christ.
地上的王国是要成为耶稣基督的王国。
But God needed witnesses.
但是神是需要见证人。
And these three teenagers were his instrument of testimony.
但这几个少年人就是他自己见证的出口了。
But that put them in danger.
但是因为这样,他们的生命就受危险了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because the fourth thing is this.
因为第四件事情是这样。
That hell hates those who are witnessing to the Lordship of Christ.
因为地狱是憎恨那些在见证耶稣基督是为主的。
What was Satan's ambition?
你知不知道魔鬼他的抱负是什么呢?
I will exalt my throne to be as great as his.
魔鬼是他要将他自己的皇位提升,好像跟神一样的同等。
That was his ambition.
这是他的抱负了。
I heard of a little boy, quite young.
我听过一个很小年纪的一个小孩子。
Somebody said, what do you want to be when you grow up?
有个人就问他,你大个要想做什么呢?
He was only a small lad.
他只是一个小孩子。
But when he was asked what he wanted to be when he grew up,
当他人问他说, 你大个要做什么的时候,
he said, well, I suppose there couldn't be two gods.
他说,或者不可以有两个神的,
well, what would be the result anyway?
如果是这样,又有什么结果呢?
If there would be two gods,
如果有两个神的话,
there would be conflict, wouldn't there?
那里会有大家争执了,
well, Satan had that idea, but he was cast down.
魔鬼曾经有这个心思,
hell is against any who bear witness to the Lordship of God or the Lordship of Christ.
地獄是一定要攻击那些人,
and if we go into our new college or new university,
如果我们回到我们新的大学,新的学校的时候,
or if we go into a new place of employment,
或者我们失去一份新的工作的时候,
we shall find very much objection to any true Christian witness.
我们一定会反对, 如果你忠心真心来为着基督来见证的时候,
we've got to be prepared for that.
我们一定要来准备这件事情发生,
and every parent whose child goes away from home,
每一个我们的孩子们离开家的时候,
to a new school, college or university,
或者去到别处的大学,或者去学院的读书的时候,
or to a new employment,
或者我们带人去新的工作,
is rightly concerned for them.
没错,他们这样的小心来顾虑这件事情是对的,
that if they're bearing the name of the Lord,
如果他们是要拿着乘着, 主的名字的时候,
they will be faithful and not disloyal.
他们要想着就是忠心去主那里, 是不会是否认主的,
they will maintain their Christian testimony rather than lose it.
他们在那里要持守他们的基督的见证, 不要失去这个见证。
Well, this dream that Nebuchadnezzar had,
这个尼布撒拉,尼布加利撒王所发的梦,
that he couldn't remember, and therefore he was so angry that he would destroy all the wise men so called,
他很生气了,他就要毁灭那些所谓有聪明智慧的人,
did put the four teenagers in danger,
就将连累这四位的少年人,
and we find that happening frequently in this drama, in this history.
我们看到这些事情时常发生在他们身上,
and when the king was so hasty about it,
当这个王是很急促的时候,
and even without consulting or giving Daniel and his companions a chance to tell him,
甚至没有让, 戴利和三个朋友一个机会来告诉他知道,
the danger was very real.
他所面对的危险是很真的,
but Daniel had courage and his friends had courage.
但是但以理, 他是有他的胆量和他的朋友一样,
to request delay, no hurry.
他就要来到这个王的面前来求他可不可以容让他们多些时间。
See, this is one of Satan's tricks.
你看撒旦的其中一个诡计就是这样,
to make us hurry,
是来到叫我们急速的,
to make us act without consulting our Lord.
叫我们来到作的时候我们不去问一下,
to act without giving him a chance to counsel us or enlighten us.
撒旦叫我们去做,去急去做,不等到主来怎样吩咐我们应该怎样。
There was a king who had a letter,
有一个王他有收封信,
forecasting a serious event.
这封信讲到将来会发生一些事情,
and what did he do?
他怎样做呢?
He took the letter into the presence of the Lord,
他将这封信带到主的同在的面前,
and said, please take notice of this and tell me what to do.
他就说,神啊,你看这封信,你告诉我究竟我应该怎样做。
Just after we were married, my wife and I, in Madras, India,
我和我妻子,我们刚刚结出婚没多久,在这个Madras,印度的地方,
we had a telegram from Sarawak, in Malaysia.
我们收到一封电信,是在马来西亚的沙劳越那里寄来的。
It was a surprise to us, we hardly knew where And how it was.
我哋就好惊奇啊！我哋都唔知道耶撒罗月喺边度。
Portobonio.
原来系喺婆罗乃呢个地方嘅。
And telegram said this.
呢封电信就咁样讲。
2,000 rupees deposited chartered bank. Please come immediately and bring Mrs.
佢就有2,000个嘅印度嘅币系已经入咗你嘅银行嘅户口啦。你嚟到带你嘅妻子一同嚟到攞啦。
What is this?
咁我哋就话：咩嘢嚟嘅咧？
Never heard of these people before.
我哋都未曾听过呢啲人，未曾认识佢哋。
And they say immediately.
仲要讲话你立刻嚟攞啦。
And bring Mrs.
同埋带埋你嘅太太。
Well, we didn't go at once. Of course, the Sarawak on the telegram.
我哋就冇立刻去。当我哋收咗呢个电信之后。
But that's how Satan tries to get us off course.
呢个就系撒旦，原来系要咁样使，要整到我哋咧，系从嗰条我哋要行嘅路上咧嚟到转移方向。
Come on, you got to make haste.
佢嗰种电信就带出好急嘅事情，话你快啲啦。
They want a decision by tomorrow.
佢哋系要听日咧就要我哋作决定啦。
So we get pushed into action.
咁咧就好似就往我哋要嚟到急促嘅嚟作决定。
What should we do?
咁我应该点样做咧？
Wait on the Lord.
我哋就等候神。
You know the two very precious verses in Proverbs.
我喺箴言里边有两节系好宝贵嘅经文。
Proverbs chapter 3.
系箴言嘅第三章。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五节同埋第六节。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
佢话到你要全心全意嘅嚟到信靠神，唔好依靠自己嘅聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths.
第箴言第三章第五、第六节，在你一切所行嘅事上都要认定他，他必指引你嘅路。
A sister asked me yesterday, how do I know the will of God?
有个姊妹问我，我点样？琴日问我，我点样嚟到认识神嘅旨意咧？
Well, there it is.
呢度就系个答案啦。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你嚟到专心嚟到仰赖耶和华。
Lean not to your own understanding.
不可依靠自己嘅聪明。
In all your ways acknowledge him.
在你一切所行嘅事上都要认定他。
And he will direct thy paths.
他必指引你嘅路。
You do your part, I do my part, and God will do his part.
你作你嗰份，我作我嗰份，神都系作佢嗰份。
Don't think God is in a hurry.
你唔好以为神咧系要好急嘅。
We are often in a hurry.
我好多时我哋好急促嘅。
We find it very difficult to wait, wait, wait.
我哋发觉好难啊！我哋要等，要等，要等嘅时候。
But don't act in a hurry.
但系我哋唔好喺急促嘅里边嚟到作决定。
These four teenagers were in danger of losing their testimony.
呢四个嘅少年人。 佢哋差啲喺呢个危险嘅里边嚟到失去咗佢哋嘅见证。
By doing something in a hurry without prayer.
若佢哋嚟到系好急促嘅嚟到作，而冇祷告过嚟到作。
But when Daniel said to his three friends, "Come, let us pray."
当但以利同佢三个朋友讲嘅时候，佢让我哋嚟到祷告。
He didn't say, "Oh, I can pray. I'll deal with this matter myself."
佢冇话我自己祷告啦，我会识作点样做嘅。
No, he knew there was safety in fellowship.
但佢知道，如果一同嘅时候，嗰度会有彼此嘅照顾同埋安全。
They went together in prayer.
所以佢一齐嚟到祷告啦。
And God gave them the answer.
神就俾佢哋嘅答案。
He honors those who honor him.
神系尊敬嗰啲尊敬佢嘅人。
He'll honor you if you honor him.
若你尊敬神，神会尊敬你。
If you call him Lord.
如果你称呼呢个神为你嘅主，
and you allow him to be Lord,
你让佢作你嘅主嘅话，
you will be preserved,
你就会被保存啦。
Because he cares about his name,
因为佢为着佢嘅名字，佢系紧张嘅。
He doesn't want anything false,
佢唔要一啲任何虚假嘅嘢。
So Daniel and his friends, they got the dream given to them by the Lord.
所以但以利同佢三位朋友就得着 主俾佢哋呢个嘅梦啦。
And then they were able to tell the king.
咁佢哋就能够去王嗰度话俾佢听到。
So they described what they what he had seen in his dream.
所以佢就將呢個嘅夢嚟到講俾佢聽啦。
This huge image.
啊，呢個好大嘅呢個像。
Head of gold.
啊，呢個頭係金嘅。
Arms of silver.
啊，佢嘅身係銀嘅。
Body of brass.
啊，嘅腿嗰個身係銅嘅。
Legs of iron.
啊，膀臂係銀嘅，肚腹啊同埋腰係銅嘅，同埋腿係鐵嘅。
And feet part of iron, part of clay.
腳是半泥半半鐵半泥。
So Daniel and his friends just told the king, "This is what you saw."
所以但以理同埋佢嘅朋友就同王講，嗱呢個就係你所夢見嘅。
And then you saw a stone which wasn't cut out with any human hand.
咁然後你就會見到係有一嚿嘅石頭，係非人手所作出嚟嘅石頭。
Roll upon the feet.And the whole thing collapsed.
就打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚捽碎，然后整个嘅像咧就冧下嚟啦。
Now that's the dream.
啊，呢个就系个梦第二章嘅第三一节嗰度。
The interpretation.
啊，但系嗰个嘅解释咧
？This is not going to be so easy.
啊，呢个解释唔系咁容易啦。
Because the king isn't going to be flattered.
因为王唔会被呢个梦所讲嘅嘢嚟到好似杯奖佢咁样。
But the interpretation was simple.
但嗰个解释系好简单。
Daniel is standing before Nebuchadnezzar.
但以理站喺尼布格尼撒王嘅面前。
He says, "You are a head of gold."
佢话你系呢个头，呢个头系金嘅头。
That would please Nebuchadnezzar, of course.
啊，呢个咁样讲话，佢头系金嘅，当然叫尼布格尼撒王好欢喜啦。
But then in the dream, the interpretation was.Going on to describe other kingdoms beside Nebuchadnezzar.
但呢个解释嘅梦继续落去嘅时候，就讲到有另一个嘅国兴起过嚟，同呢个嘅尼布甲尼撒嘅王并齐啦。
Nebuchadnezzar was the grandest of all.
尼布甲尼撒王佢话佢自己系最大嘅。
Because it was represented by gold.
因为佢系用金个金嘅头嚟做预表出嚟嘅。
But as one kingdom after another.
但是一个国到另一个国起来的时候
First, after Nebuchadnezzar was Belshazzar.
咁之后嗰个呢就係白沙撒。
Then Darius.
然后大利乌王。
And then Cyrus.
西拉。
And then Rome.
And then, 之后就係罗马。
But all were declining in value.
但是一路嘅落嚟嘅时候，咁样每一个国兴起嘅之后，都唔及尼布甲尼撒王。
But whatever they were all going to be destroyed.
但无论系乜嘢，同样嘅系要被毁灭。
And that which typified Christ's kingdom, universal, was represented by that stone that fell upon the feet.
嗱，呢个嘅石头所预表嘅就系讲到基督呢个嘅。整个嘅国度。
Now the king wouldn't have been very pleased to hear the collapse of all that.
但呢个王一定听到话呢啲嘅王国系会倒冧嘅时候，佢唔欢喜啦。
But it's what heaven had decreed.
因为天系要咁样宣告嘅时候。
And these men, in spite of the danger to themselves in giving that interpretation, were faithful.
但呢四位嘅少年人，佢哋虽然知道咁样讲嘅时候系会对佢哋有危险嘅，但系佢仍然系忠心嘅嚟到讲。
Did it happen？
但系有冇实在系咪发生咗咧
？Was the interpretation true？
呢啲嘅解释嘅梦系咪解得准确咧
？Yes, it was。
冇错，系准确嘅。
God had revealed it to those who were to be His witnesses。
神系将呢个佢自己嘅见证人，神系预系讲俾佢哋听啦。
And we can be sure.That if we're going to be faithful, God will give us His secrets.
我哋一定要好清楚知道，系好肯定嘅知道，就系话，如果我哋系忠心嘅时候，神系将佢自己嘅秘密都讲俾我哋听。
He will make us wiser than the average man.
佢系将我哋叫我哋系比众人系更有智慧。
Already said of these four teenagers.
关于呢四位嘅朋呢少年人
，that they had wisdom 10 times more than all the rest.Of Nebuchadnezzar's wise men.
他们的智慧是比尼布甲尼撒王那些术士胜过十倍。
Because they had been faithful in his lordship over them.
因为他们对主的主权 喺底下佢哋忠心。
And he would continue to be faithful.
因着咁样嘅时候，神系继续嘅嚟到向佢哋显出佢嘅信实。
You can read that story, of course, in chapter 2.
我哋可以读到呢个嘅梦嘅故事喺第二章嘅里边。
Now very briefly, chapter 3.
我哋好简单嘅嚟到睇一睇第三章。
Here we have another scene in this spiritual historical drama.
我哋喺呢度有另一幅嘅图画，喺呢个属灵嘅呢个嘅好似一个好厉害嘅呢个戏剧嘅里边。
What is it about？
呢一章里边讲乜嘢咧
？It's about the conceit of the king。
你讲到嗰个王嘅骄傲。
It's still Nebuchadnezzar。
仍然系尼布甲尼撒王。
But his conceit and pride and arrogance。
哎呀，佢嘅骄傲，佢嘅抬高自己，佢嗰个嘅对自己嗰个嘅狂傲。
And his desire to be claimed or worshipped。
佢嚟到有嘅呢个嘅心就话要人嚟到敬拜佢。
What does he make？
咁佢做咗乜嘢咧
？He makes a huge image。
佢做一个好大嘅像。
Which could be seen for miles around。
喺好远嘅好多里外都可以睇到呢个像。
Perhaps he's bitten hold a bit of this dream that he's had. He's seen something by this dream. Oh, he could make a great image of himself.
可能佢就係睇到呢、這個上次呢個夢，原來係個像。佢就話喺呢度，佢或者都可以做一個咁嘅像為佢自己。
So grand and wonderful。
係好偉大又好奇妙啦。
That people would bow down。
人就會嚟到去鞠躬嚟到敬拜啦。
People do, you know, bow down to men。
冇錯，人係都會向人嚟到鞠躬㗎。
I see Maharaja in India pass through just in his carriage。
我喺印度嘅时候睇到呢个 Maharaja， 佢喺佢嘅车嗰度经过嘅时候，
And people bow down.
人系就鞠躬啦。
It's an expression of reverence or esteem.
喺嗰度人系就对佢系表达人嘅佢嘅尊敬。
Now Nebuchadnezzar expects to get esteem and reverence and worship from his people.
尼布甲尼撒王佢甚至要人嚟到咁样嚟到抬举佢。你都系要敬拜佢。
That if he makes this image，
如果佢做呢个像嘅时候
，and then he had a nice orchestra，
然后有一个好大嘅乐队喺嗰度。
The flute, the harp, sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, all kinds of music。
喺嗰度有角、有笛、有琵琶、有琴、有瑟和各样嘅乐器嘅声音。
This will influence the people。
咁样就会俾啲人有好嘅印象。
This will make it easy。For them to bow down.
亦都会叫人容易嚟到去跪拜佢啦。
So he assembles his orchestra.
所以佢就将佢嘅乐队嚟到集合起嚟啦。
The cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music.
就有歌、有笛、有琵琶、有琴、有瑟，和各样嘅乐器啦。
The cornet, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music.
又有各样嘅音乐，有笛、有琵琶、有琴、有瑟。有生和各样嘅乐器嘅声音。
The cornet, the harp, sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music。
佢亦都有讲到有重复嘅有好多嘅声乐器嘅声音啦。
See what is there? There's a rhythm in that, isn't there？
你当我哋读到呢个英文嘅咁样讲嘅时候，嗰啲乐器嘅时候，好似有一个嘅律啦、频率喺嗰度。
The cornet, the flute, the harp, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music。
有角、有笛、有琴、有琵琶、有瑟、有生等等嘅乐器。
Go on, play on, play on, play on.
就好似讲啊，弹啦，弹啦，继续弹啦，弹啦。
It'll make people dance.
你弹嘅时候，人就开始跳舞啦。
It'll stir up their affections and emotions.
将人嗰个嘅感情嚟到掀起嚟啦。
So now it'll be easy to bow down.
当人嚟到提高嘅时候，咁要人嚟跪拜就容易啲啦。
See, the adversary does have means whereby we may stoop or bow down.To someone less than the Lord Himself.
我知道我哋嘅仇敌魔鬼，佢有诡计，有方法，系叫我哋嚟到跪拜一啲系比较嗰位应该跪拜嘅主系低嗰位。
You know today music is very attractive.
我知道今日音乐系好吸引人嘅。
Music is used so much.
我哋用好多嘅音乐今日。
Where do we read about it first in the Bible? We read right at the beginning. Right in the beginning of the book of Genesis. When music was introduced. Associated with Adam's and Eve's fall.
是就連上亞當同夏娃的失敗,佢哋的跌倒啦.
And music has been again and again even to this day the destruction of testimonies of the Lord.
今日一路一路直至到今日,音樂都係連上神的見證被毀壞連一起的.
Now that doesn't mean that music shouldn't be used.
不是等於今日我們就不應該用音樂了.
There are churches who meet without any musical instrument.
有些教會他們聚會的時候,他們沒有音樂,沒有樂器的.
We're not suggesting that should be.
我今天不是說我們應該是這樣跟著他們.
But music can be overdone.
但很多時候人用音樂來多用音樂,濫用音樂.
And many Christian services today are more like entertainment than worship.
今天很多基督徒的聚會的地方,他們的聚會 是變成一個好像是叫人,是好像是好,給人一些的節目,一些的享受,那裡不是一個敬拜。
It's one way whereby Satan wants to turn off attention to him who is Lord.
你知道這是魔鬼一個辦法,是將人要去到神面前的那個集中那個敬拜,轉移到別的事上。
Beware, but don't be afraid.
我們要提出高我們的警覺,但我們不要驚。
Don't say all music is bad.
我們不要說音樂是不好的。
There is music that is beautiful and helpful.
那裡有音樂,那裡真的很幫助到我們,還有很美麗的音樂。
That provokes and helps real true worship.
那裡是激發我們,來到去真誠的,這樣去敬拜神。
But the enemy takes advantage of that.
但魔鬼仇敵事實上是利用這件事。
And so often causes Christian congregations just to be like concert halls.
就變成基督徒他們聚會的地方成為一個音樂廳了。
And the encouragement is, come on, have fun, come and have fun.
他們就說,來吧,你一起享樂,這裡有樂意的地方。
I've heard young men stand in front of congregations and say, come on, we're going to have a happy time this morning. Let's have fun.
我曾經聽過一個年輕人,他在講台上跟會眾說,今天我們在這裡,我們可以有樂趣了,我們一起要參加,我們有玩意了。
Is that what we come together for when we gather in the name of the Lord?
我們來到主奉主名的時候一同聚會,我們是不是為著這些東西呢?
We can have hallelujah times, yes.
沒錯,我們會有可以讚美神的時候,hallelujah的時候。
But not that which leads to idolatry.
但不是一些東西帶到我們去敬拜偶像。Let
it be honoring to him and an expression of our subjection to him.
但那些應該是讓神得著尊敬,是愛戴,以及讓人服權在神的面前。
This was the king's proposal.
這是王的提議了。
Whenever there was the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music.
你們一聽到有琵琶、有琴瑟、笙和各樣樂器的聲音,
everyone should worship.
每一個人就當俯伏敬拜,
worship his image.
是敬拜,
the king's image.
敬拜這個尼布甲利撒王所立的金像.
And if they didn't,
如果他苦伏的時候怎樣呢?
It was a fiery furnace.
就要被扔在烈火的搖中.
Now is it history?
這個是不是歷史呢?
Is it history in this book or is it legend?
究竟是不是實在發生的事情,歷史情,還是一些謠傳呢?傳說呢?
Is it fact or fiction?
這是不是事實,還是一些想像的故事呢?
We've got so much in our Bible.
我們今天在聖經裏面有很多的東西,
but how much? What is it all about?
但這麼多,究竟是什麼來的呢?
I read a book on Hinduism.
我曾經讀了一本書關於印度教,
and the person expounding Hinduism said,
这个人就解释印度教的时候这么说了,
our religion is not based on history.
他说我们的宗教不是根据历史,
it's based on legend and mythology.
是根据一些谣传和一些想出来的东西。
Is that what's in our Bible?
这个究竟我们读的圣经, 是不是这些东西呢?
Legend and mythology?
是不是一些谣传的传话?
Of course,
或者一些想象出来的东西?
There are some people that tell us, oh, we don't believe in the Bible.
有些人说, 你只信圣经都可以的?
It's just a lot of stories.
那只是讲很多的故事。
I sat opposite in a restaurant to a man.
曾经我在这个吃饭的地方, 我曾经在面对面同一个人坐的时候,
I don't quite know why, but he burst out, oh, the Bible's full of lies.
我不知道为什么他这样就说, 突然间他说, 全本圣经都是大话, 谎话来的。
Not at all.
哦,不是啊。
It's history. Facts, facts, facts.
是历史,是事实来的。
Why so much history in this book?
为什么要讲到这么多关于事情发生的历史呢?
Because God wants to be known.
因为神是要让人认识祂。
He wants to be known as He is.
祂让人认识祂的所事。
When Paul was in Athens, you remember?
当保罗在雅典的时候,你记不记得呢?
What did he see?
他看到的是什么呢?
So many altars.
那里看到很多的祭坛,
so many shrines.
那里很多人的敬拜的坛,
and then he saw one to the unknown God.
他看到那里有一个坛写着是什么呢? 是他未认识的神。
People worshipping the unknown God.
人就去敬拜他未认识的神。
That wouldn't be real worship, would it?
这个不是真的敬拜,是不是呢?
But you know, we may say in our worship, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们会在我们的敬拜里面就会说,万王的王,万主的主,万王的王,万主的主。
It's all meaningless.
没意思的,可以。
It's hypocrisy.
也可以是很虚伪的东西。
How shameful.
这个何等的羞耻的事情。
We read in the scripture, we read it this morning.
我们今次读到这个神的话,
those who would say, Lord, Lord.
那些人说, 主啊, 主啊,
we've prophesied in your name.
我们曾经奉你的命来到说异言,
we've cast out demons.
奉你的命来到赶鬼,
but what would Jesus say?
但是我们的主要怎么说呢?
Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall be in the kingdom.
但是我们的主说, 凡称呼我主啊主的人, 不能都进天国。
Lord said, I don't know you. You're calling me Lord, but I don't know you.
主说, 我从来不认识你, 你虽然叫我是主, 但我从来不认识你。
You have no living relationship with me. Depart.
你和我一些生命的关系都没有, 你要离开我。
That's the Lord's word to those who were saying, Lord, Lord.
这是主自己的话, 是对一些曾经说过这样说主啊主啊的人。
Let's beware.
让我们来到小心。
I find myself using that word in prayer quite a lot.
我自己都发觉我在祷告里面时常用这个主啊主啊的称呼。
We don't read so much in the Bible about Jehovah.
我们在神的话语里面,我们很少读到耶和华。
Or God Almighty.
或者我们万能全能的神,
or Jesus the Savior,
或者我们的主是我们的耶稣是我们的救主,
but so often it is the Lord.
没错,很多时候我们讲到是主,
the Lord.
啊,主啊,
and we can get so familiar with that word,
我们甚至对这个名衔太过熟悉了,
and we may use it so freely,
我们甚至这样用的时候是很自由的来用,
and it doesn't mean what it's meant to mean.
就变成失了一个真正的意义在我们的心里面。
We're not really worshipping the Lord.
我们再不是真的这样敬拜我们的主。
Jesus said worship of God must be in spirit and in truth.
我们的主说我们敬拜神要在真理在诚实的里面。
So let us remember what we're saying when we say Lord.
在这个灵和诚实的里面,所以让我们 来到讲我们的主的时候, 我们要记得,
don't let us appeal to him as Lord unless he is Lord to us.
若他不是我们的主的时候, 我们每一个人的主的时候, 他就不是我们的主。
Probably that's enough for now. Call him Lord, yes, but mean it, brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们叫佢为亲爱的我哋嘅主，但我哋嘅心里边，我哋要尊我哋嘅主为主。
And ask him repeatedly, be Lord of my thinking.
我们要求我哋嘅主喺我哋嘅心目中作我哋思想嘅主。
Be Lord of my desiring.
让佢我所喜好嘅，佢要作我嘅主。
Be Lord of my speaking.
我要讲出嚟嘅嘢，我嘅说话。
The Lord of my going.
我去边度，去边一处地方，我嘅主要喺嗰度食我主。
Oh, use the word if you mean it.
我哋系我哋嘅主，我哋嘅真诚嘅，我哋里边系承认我哋嘅主。
Don't use it in vain.
我哋唔好用神嘅名嚟到虚方咁嚟到用。
They were threatened with the fiery furnace.
喺嗰度，尼布甲撒王系要将佢哋恐吓佢哋，话唔系请恐吓佢，系话要抌佢哋喺呢个火湖嘅里边。
And because they wouldn't be enticed by the music，
因为佢哋唔受呢个音乐嚟到激动佢哋嘅时候
，and wouldn't do what the king said，
亦都唔要违背王嘅命令。
They got in the furnace，
佢哋就要入到火窑嗰度。
You say, oh, surely God wouldn't get us into trouble like that.
你说神怎会这样来带我们去进入这个危险呢?
If he is Lord,
如果你说他是主的话,
he wouldn't allow us to be thrown into the furnace.
他就不会让人将我们扔到火窑那里。
Well, they were thrown into the furnace.
没错，但是他们是被扔到这个火窑那里。
But did the fire have power?
但是这个火有没有权势在他们身上呢?
No, as we noticed already.
没有，因为我们读到已经没有，刚才已经读过了。
They came out without a scorch on any of their clothing.
他们甚至出来的时候，在他们的衣服里面，一点火的味道都没有。
They came out without even the smell of fire.
他们在出来的时候，一点火烧过的味道都没有。
Hate, Satan hates those who got a testimony to the Lordship of Christ.
撒旦是很憎恨那些是有基督为主的见证的人。
And you'll get into the fire.
你会入到这个火的里面。
But the Lord takes the sting out of it all.
但是我们的神是将这个火的，这个好像是可以害我们的东西拿走。
That fire had sting, alright.
没错，这个火可能是会有那个火的。
Because those who pushed the four teenagers in, they got consumed without getting inside. The fire had sting, alright. But it had no power over those who honored him as Lord.
但是在我们一班是尊神为大的人身上，这个火是不会害到我们的。
That whatever the dangers were,
无论这个危险是什么,
that whatever price had to be paid,
无论我们要付什么代价,
they would be brought through the fire,
都是一样我们被带过这个火了,
without even the smell of it upon them.
火的一些味道都不会在我们的身上,
more than conquerors through him who loved them.
我们是因着基督的爱，祂爱我们, 我们是得胜有余。
So we will be more than conquerors too.
所以我们都同样是得胜有余。
You know, some of those martyrs who died at the stake in the old days,
我知道有些信徒，他们在这个杆上被挂着的。
They are reported when two of them were being burned on the stake,
他们说，有人就讲到两个是被烧在这个架上被烧的时候。
One was encouraging the other.
一个就激励另一个从被烧的人。
We can rejoice in tribulation.
我们在患难里面能够喜乐。
We can realize what a privilege it is.
我们能够领会到原来这是何等的权利。
And the Lord can give remarkable endurance and deliverance in it all.
我们主在我们经过这些很困难的 时候的里面，给我们一个很奇特的可以经过的忍受的经过。
But don't bow down to the idols of this world.
但我们不要向这个世界的偶像来到跪拜。
You know, our nation is really worshipping the golden calf.
你知道我哋呢个国家系跪拜咩咧？系拜拜嗰个金牛。
We're thinking so much about money, money, money.
啊，我成日想嘅就系钱啊，钱啊，钱啊。
The lottery.
啊，呢个嘅六合彩。
And the raffle.
啊，呢啲嘅抽奖。
And all kinds of competitions.
啊，好多嘅比赛竞赛。
Getting money, 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 money.
啊，嚟到得着赢到钱，就钱。
How much people are doing today?
啊，今日人哋作咗几多嘅嘢咧？
Hope of getting money.
啊，为好要作嘅都系得着钱。
That's really worshipping the golden calf.
呢个就其实就系佢跪拜呢个金牛。
And how prone our nation is to do that.
啊，今日我哋嘅国家都系咁样嚟到啊，要啊入咗呢个嘅里边啊。
And how tempted we may be to put someone else in front of the Lord.
啊，好多时候我哋都会受呢个嘅试探，就叫别人嚟到将我哋同主嘅关系嚟到阻隔咗。
We allow the privileges or the advance of things in this world to eclipse our Lord Himself.
啊，无论系乜嘢啊，呢个世界嘅命运啊，甚至一啲嘅进步，我哋让佢嚟到将我哋嘅主嚟到好似嚟到遮蔽咗一样。
Only very occasionally, I don't remember how many years between the day when the moon completely eclipses the sun.
啊，我唔知道究竟系有几耐嘅日子，或者有几多次啊，我哋啊系呢个月球系将啊呢个太阳系完全嘅啊日食啦。
But it does happen. It happened this year, I believe, at some point.
如果发生嘅时候，或者系喺呢一年嘅里边有某一个时候发生咗。
When the moon, another body, eclipsed the sun, you couldn't see the sun.
当月亮系遮咗太阳嘅时候，日食嘅时候。
How many things today we allow to eclipse the sun, the Lord Himself?
但系我哋今日有每一日，我哋能够用好多嘅次数啊，将呢个嘅太阳，我哋嘅主嚟到好似日食咁样嚟到将佢遮掩着。The
Book of Daniel tells us.
但以理书咁样同我哋讲
that the Lord is the Lord.
主系我哋嘅主。
And the heavens do rule.
啊，我哋嘅诸天就系神嘅诸天系掌权。
And the Lord needs and often has those who testify to that.
啊，我哋嘅主系需要系嗰啲嚟到作佢嘅见证嘅人。
But they will be hated if they do.
但系若佢哋嚟到为主作见证嘅时候，一定会被世界嚟到憎恨佢哋。
Satan will have all kinds of tactics to set them aside from their testimony.
仇敌魔鬼是用左右的方法诡计来将他们拨向一边，以致他们再不在见证神。
But the secret of the victory that those four teenagers had
但是他们得胜的秘密，这四个少年人的得胜的秘诀是什么呢？
They stood fast on the fact he was not only Lord in heaven, He was Lord in their lives.
他们站在这个事实里面，很牢固站在这个事实里面。这个事实是什么呢？不单止主是天上的主，但是主是他们生活生命的主。
So they continued, they continued, they continued.
所以他们就持久继续的在那里来到见证。
So may we.
我们求主给我们都是这样来到继续持久。
Amen.
阿们。
Dear Lord, we do long that you may have such witnesses as we have read about in the book of Daniel.
我们的主，我们在这里来到仰望、求祈、求渴慕，我们都好像来到成为在但以理书的见证人一样。
There's no doubt about you being in the highest place.
你在天上至高那处，那是无我们不可以疑惑的。
And having the name which is above every name.
你的名字是超过万名之名。
And it being rightful for every knee to bow.
甚至是每一个的膝头都要跪拜你。
It's going to be in the future so.
没错，在将来的时候，主这个事情会发生。
Oh, may it be so, so far as we are concerned.
但是主要让在我们的身上的时候，
whether we're old or young，
无论我们是年老，我们年少，
whether we're weak or strong，
无论我们是强壮，我们是软弱，
this shall be true， Our lives may declare your lordship. The rightness of it. And the benefits of it. That you may have the glory that is due to your holy name. Oh Lord, establish us in the truth as it is in Jesus. May we in our generation be your delight. Having the privilege of influencing and serving others in your name. Lord, hear us.
We
thank you, you hear us. Amen.
Amen.